With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Gas prices in the Northwoods have been tickling $3 a gallon, but an expert says we've likely hit our peak for a while. Ken Kroll reports.
Senior petroleum analyst for the website GasBuddy.com, Patrick DeHaan, says the pace of increases has slowed across Wisconsin.
Statewide average coming in at $2.85 a gallon. That's the highest in the last 6 months. But the good news is that the statewide average is only up 0.8 cents in the last week. So the increases are starting to slow. Gas prices in Rhineland are a little bit higher than the statewide average. They're at about 286, 287.
DeHaan thinks this could be the peak for a while. He says that could change if there are refinery issues going forward, but for now that sector is stable. But one factor affecting our prices is the situation in the Middle East.
OPEC is still very closely balancing supply and demand. Of course, last week, President Trump called on OPEC again to increase production, partially likely due to the fact that President Trump is canceling waivers for Iran's crude oil, which effectively is going to halt the flow of oil out of Iran and impact oil markets. And that is probably why President Trump called on OPEC to raise production. They so far have not acted yet, but still some good news. Oil prices are off their highs.
Gas prices follow crude oil prices, and DeHaan says crude prices have been holding at about $62 a barrel. He says gasoline inventories went up slightly last week. He says to make a baseball analogy, we're in the eighth or ninth inning of gas price increases. DeHaan says where we are now likely will be the high price for the warm weather months. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Using the theme of community development, the state arts community is keeping an eye on the Wisconsin budget process going on now in Madison. Ann Katz is the executive director of Arts Wisconsin, one of the leading arts organizations in the state. Last term, a bill hit the floor to fund arts projects with an eye toward job creation. It didn't get approved, but Katz says it has reemerged within the budget cycle.
This is not a big program. You know, right now the ask is for $500,000 to start it off. But we know that that's not enough by any means. And once we get this program established, we will be able to advocate for increased funding.
The criteria includes individuals or organizations whose products or services have an origin in artistic, cultural, creative, or aesthetic content, job creation, economic development, arts education, and workforce training and development. Katz says a new business model is emerging.
The 20th century model of economic development, to make a generalization, was pretty much let's give a business big tax breaks and they'll come and plant themselves here. It's much more evolving now towards let's make a good quality of life for everyone so that people will want to come here, they'll want to stay here, they'll want to ask their friends to come here. And, you know, again, a place like the North Woods, that's what it's all about.
Katz thinks with a Democrat in the executive branch and Republicans controlling the legislature, it will take some time before they know if the proposal made the final document. May is American Stroke Month, and the American Heart Association is urging folks to take the occasion to check the brain's plumbing. Dan Hyman has more.
Dr. Eric Tarula is a neurosurgery professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says there are two kinds of strokes, one like where the pipes in a house get clogged and another where they spring a leak. He says strokes often can be prevented by treating conditions such as high blood pressure and diabetes. But he says since the brain generally doesn't feel pain, these things can be silent killers.
If you don't know something's going wrong, you can't fix it. And much like our normal plumbing system in our house, we usually don't know what's going wrong until something actually goes wrong. So to prevent these things, knowing our cholesterol levels, knowing our sugar levels, and knowing our blood pressures.
To learn more about the Heart Association's Check Change Control blood pressure program, go to heart.org/bloodpressure. Dan Hyman reporting.
The Wisconsin Towns Association says general transportation aids are used for building new roads and maintaining old roads. The association was responding to a report from the McIver News Service, which questioned the way the money is spent. The local government group is pushing for more money from the state of Wisconsin to help improve the highway system. The McIver report suggested the association has already been given enough money to achieve its goals. The Packers have set the official dates for the 2019 shareholders meeting and the first practice of minicamp. Shareholders will gather the morning of July 24th, then training camp starts the next day. The Packers' experience returns for 3 days, July 25th through the 27th, with activities, entertainment, appearances by alumni, and much more. It's all held at Lambeau Field's parking lot. A formal notice about the shareholder meeting will go out next month. Our forecast today, partly sunny with a high near 55. Tonight, clouds to start, then gradually becoming mostly clear, a low around 29. For tomorrow, sunshine and a high near 58. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.